Welcome to When and Where for Senior Care with Assisted Living and Memory Care Professional Denise Tollefson from Serenity Assisted Living and Serenity Memory Care in Dilworth.
Denise, before we get too deep into this, give me a weather report from Dilworth.
You know, it wasn't bad at all. I grew up in the country, so I can handle anything. Yeah. The gravel roads, the whiteout conditions, nothing scares me.
Amy was just saying today how she'd like to put a snowplow in front of her car.
Oh, yeah.
Just for whenever.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. She needs it. And I want one of those push bumpers, too, you know, just in case I got to do something cool.
I got to get
something out of the way.
Absolutely.
I asked my husband, like, in all seriousness, I was like, can I get a snowplow attached to my vehicle? And he's like, are you kidding me? And I was like, no, I'm not. Like, I'm going to ask for it for my birthday if I can. And he's like, no, it would probably ruin your vehicle. And I was like, looks like I need a new vehicle. I want to be able to push stuff around, you know?
I think you should crowdsource that. Use radio to your advantage. Yeah.
I mean, can't you imagine me just like plowing snow on my way into work? I love that idea.
Mm-hmm. Everyone behind you would appreciate it.
Absolutely. I know. It's such a like North Dakota, Minnesota goal. Like, I want a snow plow on the front of my vehicle.
I mean, the city doesn't have to worry about my street anymore.
Exactly.
Like, it's a win-win for everybody. How's everything going over at Serenity Assisted Living and Memory Care?
Good. We got the fireplace roaring. Good. We're staying inside today. We're great.
There you go. I mean, you can't ask for more than that, right? I mean, winter had to arrive at the end of March, but it arrived eventually.
Just like last year, you know? Right? It's the same, yeah.
It's a good rolling. Are folks getting excited for twin season?
Heck yeah. Yeah. They've been watching preseason, anything they can get their hands on.
Good, 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 good. Because this Thursday, you know, is the first regular season game.
It's a really big deal.
Is it?
Yes.
Do you have any non-Minnesota Twins fans over there who like show up all of a sudden, they're like in a Marlins jersey or something?
No, not anything like that. Just maybe non-baseball watchers. Okay. But nobody steers away from the Twins.
That's good.
Ever.
Yeah, right. I mean,
ever.
At one point, you got to be like, I guess I am amongst friends, quote unquote.
Never, ever.
Right?
No.
There you go. You brought in a guest with you, Monica. Monica Heltemus. Did I get that right, Monica?
You did. Thank
Monica, welcome to the Mighty 790. Good to have you in here.
Thank you
now,
for having me.
I'm to understand, like, you founded a few organizations, and you're going to help us today with what we do with personal or business items that we no longer need.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, first and foremost.
My name is Monica. I was born and raised in Wadena, Minnesota. I came from a very close and supportive family. I attended the University of North Dakota, where I played volleyball for the university, and I was in nursing school. I went approximately till I had about 18 credits left and took a step back from nursing school.
Oh.
So it wasn't exactly where I found my purpose. And in doing this, I've definitely found my niche and my purpose, and I love telling people about it.
Hey, I mean, you know what? Good for you, though, right? Because there are some people who are like, I might as well just finish, and I might as well just get that nursing job, and they may have gone unfulfilled for many, many years.
I grabbed my favorite parts of nursing, and am able to use my niche within nursing was mental health. So I get to still use that every single day, my skills that I learned in nursing school with that. So
we learned something interesting about your hometown in Wadena recently, that they would do the, like, what's coming up for lunch at the school on the radio. Like,
Whoa.
That was someone's job every day. To be like, and today is chicken finger day. There'll be a choice of a wheat or white
bun.
We had
that in my hometown, too.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
I love that.
Maybe we have to bring this back.
That's how we found out. Huh? They didn't have Facebook to post the stuff or email. You had to listen to the radio.
Or like these apps that now we get.
Yeah, no.
Every morning.
Radio was key.
And I suppose they, you know, maybe they do that so like you don't eat meatloaf twice in a day.
Yeah.
Right? So like, oh, kids are having meatloaf. Better switch over to chicken cutlets tonight. Okay, so let's talk about these organizations that you founded. Let's go through them one by one and talk about how they're serving our communities.
Absolutely. I'll start with Changing Hands. Changing Hands handles in-person estate sales, online estate sales, in-person auctions, online auctions, business liquidations from small to large, downsizing projects kind of across the board. I handle items that you think about liquidating and also like the outside of the box things that you wouldn't think people would normally purchase, from $1 million homes to situations where homes are hoarded, across the board. We work with other partnerships within Fargo-Moorhead, to allow us to help individuals find solutions for what's on their plate.
Sure. I know any estate sale can be daunting for, you know, the just at the get-go to say, like, gosh, I didn't know grandma had all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend whose grandmother had like 10 brand new ovens sitting in her basement. Yeah. And she just, whenever there was a sale, she picked it. She's like, I can't pass up this sale.
The deals.
And then they're like, well, what do we do with this now? I mean, we can't return them. And it's weird to say, like, do you want to come and buy some of our brand new ovens?
It gives
and so
people
that's
the
where they can contact you.
Yes. Yep. Ooh, gives people smart. The opportunity to get a return on those items when we come in and have a sale for them. And there are, like you say, unique situations. Every home is very different.
Like, how are we going to sell this fountain that's in the back? You know, Mechanic Village just had
people.
That deal, right?
Yeah.
They're
yes.
like, who's going to buy the fountain and how are we going to market this fountain to somebody?
It's iconic.
It is, yeah. right? And Here, by the way, if anyone knows what happened to the Mexican Village fountain, Amy and I would love to follow up.
Same. Yeah, I'd love to know.
Right? See, the whole town
Same,
wants to know.
I must know.
Okay, so and make it easier?
So what I noticed with changing hands is sometimes people had enough for a sale. Sometimes there wasn't enough for an estate sale. So that's where Make It Easier would come in. Item removal, junk removal. Sometimes it's for property management companies to get apartments cleared out so they can re-rent. Sometimes it's working with realtors to get homes cleared out so they can clean and list the home in a timely fashion. It varies. Every situation is a little bit different, but there was definitely a need for that. And with Make It Easier, I think that we are the only junk removal company that takes into consideration sellable items. So when
so
a home,
it's not just all garbage. There's a separation there.
Right. When a home does need to be cleared out, they are kind of getting credit, or their junk removal fees are lower if there are items in there that we are able to resell, a nice dresser set or artwork or whatever. Maybe it's not enough for a sale, but their fees, initial fees would be less.
Oh, that's very interesting. And nice for people, too, to be like, I just don't know what to do,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then tell me about Serve Thy Neighbor.
As my ecosystem has kind of grown, what I've noticed is that there are different opportunities that are coming about. And with the least represented in our community, the elderly, people struggling with addiction, mentally ill, low income situations, needs for those people are being met by nonprofits. And so my goal is to help the nonprofits. So oftentimes they're underfunded. They don't have enough staff. They don't have enough space. That's where I step in to help with these situations to liquidate items on their behalf so they can benefit from those situations.
Oh, that's very cool. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I mean, you're serving a lot of people here. Like, this mm-hmm. is, you know, this is not just, oh, I'm only serving people who, you know, have enough stuff for an estate sale. You're really, you know, you're hitting everyone. That's really great, Monica. What's the trigger to get these things started? I mean, one day you decide I'm quitting nursing school, and then what?
I've always kind of been interested in buying and selling. And I've kind of always done that on the side. I've had a lot of different kinds of jobs. I've done manual labor, everything across the board, but nothing was really hitting home. When I do these estate sales, not only do I connect with the families and their children or whoever is involved with the picture, I connect with our customers. So we have an amazing customer base. They are looking forward to our next sales. So with the estate sales, it just led to the need for the junk removal and also the need to help the community even more.
So you've learned a new language, essentially, right? So mm-hmm. you can walk in and you can be like, yes, this, you know, bedroom set is, it, you can tell by this stamp, this is actually a really high-end bedroom set, and we mm-hmm. can make sure to get this to the right buyer.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk in and be like, this is all IKEA stuff, and there definitely is a market, but it's not the $600 for a bookshelf market. And so
absolutely.
Is it unique being able to go in there and look around? I mean, you're kind of like doing your own antiques roadhouse every single time.
A lot
you go
of research
in.
Goes into it. I mean, I know a lot about a lot of different kinds of things in doing this, but definitely a lot of research still needs to be done to make sure that the return is equal to what they should be getting, you know?
Right. And don't throw away the oil burning lanterns because those things have a market. And
absolutely.
I mean, and
the old Stanley thermoses.
How many of those and the lunch boxes found their way to the bottom of like a Hefty bag? And now we're saying, why? Why? Why are all of these businesses separate? What's the need to put them in a different compartment apiece?
They all have different insurances, and like Serve Thy Neighbor requires a bond. It's just as different needs came up, they were formed separately based on their requirements.
Sure. Can you tell me a story that, like, when someone's like, okay, this is great. You know, if you're sitting next to someone on a plane and they're hearing your story, like, this is great. What's something you like to tell people about? What's a story that really hits home?
There are so many stories. This is probably the most difficult thing to narrow down when people ask me, tell me a story, because I could tell so many stories. But one in particular was a son that inherited his mother's home that had passed. When he finally reached out to us, he was months away from foreclosure and frozen with fear, anxiety ridden, didn't know what to do. We oftentimes work with Triple J Estate Sales, and on this particular situation, we worked with them to pull together a very successful sale, which allowed him to get the proceeds to make repairs on the house and get the now empty home listed, and it sold within, like, I believe it was 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, that's great.
So that anxiety was gone. He was so grateful because he didn't know where to turn or what to do. A lot of people say, if only we knew you existed before this, I wish I would have reached out to you years ago when there were fights within the family. And, you know, we had 3 dumpsters out here that we were throwing everything away. And I'm like sitting on the sidelines, like, don't throw it away. You know, well, that stuff can be sold, you know, like.
And people like an independent party too, right? You're not a part of this family, so you can come in and.
Unbiased, absolutely.
Right. You can tell them like it is, both the good and the bad, you know, and that's something that is so valuable. And I think families that have been torn apart will tell you, we should have looked this up. We should have found a company like this. Well, now everyone's hearing the story. They're hearing it on KFGO. How can they get a hold of you if they'd like to engage you in some of these services, Monica?
We are very active on Facebook, Changing Hands LLC on Facebook. Reach out to us through Messenger on there. We also have our phone numbers listed there. Multiple websites, as you will see. Reach out to us anywhere there, and we will get back to you at our earliest convenience.
And we talked a lot about the home stuff, but you also help businesses as well. And so we should make sure to say that. So if you're redoing your whole space because work looks different in 2024 and you've got a bunch of cubicles and 3 copiers and a bunch of old tables and desks, you could probably help them out with that too.
Absolutely. We have done a couple of situations with hotels, a very large call center, a couple smaller office situations where we're selling office chairs and everyday stuff that every home can use.
Well, that's great. Monica, very nice to meet you. And I'm going to jot these down myself because you never know in a conversation with someone when you'd be like, oh, Changing Hands.
I know the person.
Changing Hands.
I know the person.
Denise, what if people want to go for a tour, right? This, I know it doesn't feel like it outside right now, but soon it will be, you know, nice and beautiful, and they'll want to come and walk the grounds over at Serenity Assisted Living and Memory Care. How can I get a hold of you for a tour?
Give us a call at 218-477-7254.
And what's for lunch today?
It's shepherd's pie today.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
Just in case you wanted to know what was going on for lunch today. Thank you both very much. Thanks for coming
today. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Thank you.